You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All aboard the season two train, baby. Here we are. We are back again on the Russian Doll Podcast. Season two is finally here. My name is Ariel, and I'm so excited to be joined by my two fellow conductors, Marissa and Grace. Marissa, how are you doing?
I am feeling good. It's good. It's a good day when Russian Doll comes back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Grace, what's up with you? How's your train?
Choo, baby. We're on the train. Even though that's not what a subway car sounds like.
How great is this subway car?
That's more what a subway car sounds like.
I mean, it looks great. Like, it looks like a real great. I mean, I know there's stories about the MTA in New York, but, like, it's a shiny train.
Oh,
it's a good-looking train.
All right.
Is this, does it, the New Yorker on the pod, Ariel, does it look like a New York? Does that look like
yes,
a New York?
We're coming
and
in
live. Did it look like that in the 80s?
We're coming in live from the streets right now, and I have to say, I'm very happy that it's real. A lot of times you see, like, it's clearly a fake version that's made to look almost like it, and this feels very, very real. Up until very recently, I think some of the lines still have, I think, like, maybe one or two lines still have, like, what I call the stripey trains. Like, they're... like they're just like metal stripes on the outside of the train. It's like the one that they board. It's fine. You'll see it next time. It's real. The train station looks real. All the exteriors look real. I mean, last season, all we got was subway beehive problems, like when the bees attacked. But to actually like live in the subway, I'm getting like, I could smell it. I could smell it from here.
Well, that's good.
Love this new mechanism. It's very fun. I'm very excited that it's the subway. You get on the subway and you travel back in time. It's very fun. I like it.
It's very Willy Wonka. Like,
yes.
If you remember that one scene in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Who could forget?
That's my official.
Yeah, I mean,
Hold on. I have a very important. You said, remember that scene from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, which implies that the version of
Willy Wonka
or Charlie, you watch is the Johnny Depp version.
No, it's always Gene Wilder. No.
Okay. Phew.
Wait. Whoa. So do you think at some point they will go back and like digitally put in Mads Mikkelsen to replace Johnny Depp in the Willy Wonka?
Yeah, they're working on the whole back catalog. Pirates of the Caribbean, they're putting Mads Mikkelsen in as Captain Jack Sparrow.
What
they're
about,
working on it.
Grace, what about our girl ScarJo? When is she going to get to be one of Johnny Depp's alter
doppelgangers?
Egos?
Did you guys see ScarJo Jo in this episode? She played the train.
she played the train. Okay, there is a note about
the
train.
I thought she was the couch.
I have a note about the train for later.
Okay. For later? Okay, all right.
Yeah, for later.
Good tease.
Wow, we're loopy. Russian Dolls, babe. We're like off. We're literally off the rails already. I'm sick, so it's like, yeah, this is great. We're doing great.
It's crazy. No, I mean, Marissa, speaking of Willy Wonka / Charlie, the Chocolate Factory universe, I mean, it does have those colors. Like, I'm sure that's in some way an homage
and
to
the
probably
music.
A lot of things. Yeah, the music is freaky deaky.
Yeah. Did you hear though? It like the caption said whimsical music during the timey-wimey part.
I was like, I don't want that kind of whimsy. I was getting horror. Like, there was at one point I was getting literally, I thought they were playing the music from The Shining.
Oh,
at
could
one
be.
Point earlier.
Yeah.
And I was like, I meant to go back and look, and then I was like, who cares? It's yeah, so far some consistent vibes.
Yeah, and also like I think as we'll get into as we recap, but I think they did a really good job at like referencing the last season in some ways. And I don't know if I've only seen one episode. I don't know if this is you have to watch season one before season two, but you definitely get I got a lot out of watching season one, watching this first episode, just knowing a lot. Knowing a lot about things and some of the inside jokes that came out as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
We did a time jump. So, yeah, it's kind of fun to see where they are. Sort of.
That's right. Yeah. We were wondering, that's a great point. We're wondering, like, coming out of season one, where are we going to be at the very beginning of season two? And the answer is things have been pretty normal.
Like, well,
for the most part, since the ending incident at the end of season one.
Well, should we just get into it? Because
yeah,
there's some things we learned.
I think I opened
there's
the door,
some things
yeah.
we learned. Okay. So this the title of this episode could be read like five different ways. Did you notice this? It's like it's Nowen or Nowen. It's N-O-W-E-N.
It's now hen as in there's now a chicken.
Now a hen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see any chicken?
I thought the N was silent. I was reading Owen.
I think like Nowen as in like nowhere.
No,
you're
right.
Not anywhere, but you're not any when.
Yeah, any when.
This episode written and directed by Natasha Lyonne, so very exciting that she's
I think she's done that with a number of episodes this season, at least from what the Twitter is telling me. Okay, so season two opens. It's dark. It's pitch black. We hear water running. I'm like, oh no, are we in another bathroom? No. We get a break through a wall, and there's a woman with red hair, and she gets a bag out of the wall in the sewer. So... is this Nadia? Is this not Nadia? We don't know yet, but it's definitely something
it's
sure we will come back to. It's no one. It's
well,
no
what
one.
Are there?
No one.
It's I presume this is old Nadia, right? That's what I presume.
Ooh,
yeah.
Nadia old? Wow. Like we're going to go forward in the future.
Could be. The train
That's
goes
crazy.
Both ways, you know?
Stop. Don't say that. Oh my God.
Gabriel, it's time loops of 20 years, 20 years in the past, 20 years.
Oh, God.
It's not,
only
okay.
It was dark.
It's not 20 years. It's four
it
years.
It's dark in the future. It's dark.
Yes, I'm getting it. I smell what you're
It was rainy, so you need to put on your yellow rain jacket.
I have it on right now.
Okay, sorry.
So we've got the title card comes out, Russian Doll, we're back. Nadia turns the corner to a great song. I love the song, Depeche Mode's Personal Jesus. Sets the vibe. We know she's back. And I just want to point out, she does two things very successfully that took her a while to do last season.
Yeah.
She successfully crosses the street, and she successfully goes downstairs at the subway.
We learned later that they were on like DEFCON, whatever the number
one.
Is that would be
one.
Yes, it goes down. Very confusing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Every year on the birthday. So yeah, she seems to have a handle on crossing the street, going down the stairs. That's great.
Yes,
proud
of so much growth.
Sweet.
So
we're
much
so proud
growth.
Of her.
Yes, we learned she's getting on the subway to go to the hospital. Which oh no, who could be at the hospital? We find out that it's Ruth. Ruth is in the hospital. No,
our girl,
Ruth, no.
Our girl Ruth. Wait, quickly, I just have to point out because I missed it at the beginning. So the opening shot we get of Nadia like walking through the streets, mm-hmm. she's just like being enveloped by all this smoke, and I was like, There Ooh. She is, our smoker yeah. girl.
Smoking a big theme of episode one.
And
so.
Then I was yeah. like, and then I wondered if okay, does that mean there's going to be like less cigarettes, fewer cigarettes on this season? And
no,
like
they
for
heard
whatever
our recap,
real life
like,
reason,
Ariel likes her smoking too much. It's a bad influence. We
and then
do
they were like, okay, we're only
going to
do the
quit.
Street smoking, but now yeah. we do get the cigarettes. Thank God.
We get the 80s oh cigarette. Okay, again, smoking is not fully endorsed by the podcast.
or even partially.
But mm-hmm. we learned that, yes, so smoking is a theme that we see throughout this entire, thanks for pointing out that it started then when we mm-hmm. first see Nadia. But Nadia makes her way to the hospital. We found out Ruth's in the hospital because she had a fender bender, and Nadia reminds her, that's what you get for going to Jersey. It's free to get in and you got to pay to get out.
Got him again. The long history of Jersey jokes.
And Ruth, you know, says, you know, there's nothing like that split second of terror before it's really over. And Nadia says, like, yeah, boy, do I know. You know, like, so boy, they're having a little bit of fun
yeah.
here.
Yeah. Retweet.
And we find out through the course of this that Nadia's gonna be 40 in 10 days, and I just have to, like, I am 40, so this was like wa-boom, wa-bam. Marissa, are you this person? Maybe I am this. Maybe we found the one, Ariel. Maybe this
Wait,
is
so you were you were one. Anna Delvey, then you were Elizabeth yep. Holmes, and now you're
no you're I was not was not was am yeah mm-hmm. that's yeah that's how
so
that's
you,
worked.
So am. You say yeah was am no when was am
Well, I had forgotten that I was 36 the last time this came out. It was a big, like, whoa. Okay. So,
but isn't it only 3 years? Isn't the show?
She's technically 39. She's turning 40.
Okay.
She's turning 40. 30. I feel like this is the universe. I had COVID on my 40th birthday, so I feel like this is a birthday present from the universe for me.
Aww,
I'm like,
so sweet.
Thank you. Thanks, universe. Thanks. Anyway, so we find out. We've got another birthday coming up. Ruth is having a hard time getting up from her chair, and she says to Nadia, immortality is the greatest illusion of youth. And Nadia replies, Whoa. I've never been young. Yeah. That is like, given everything that we know about how she had to basically like become a parent at a very young age, I definitely believe that. Did you both notice that she's still wearing the coin from last season as well?
I did not, but... It's a good catch.
Yeah, it's one of a kind.
Oh!
Sorry. But yes, I do. I did notice that. And so, you know, it's also like I feel like part of it, she's always considered herself, even trauma aside, like an old soul. And
yes.
Like, she takes pride in that. So that line was very funny and also like very very heartfelt in a way.
Yes. And here she takes out a cigarette in a hospital. Bold move.
Well, she's not smoking.
No, she's chewing.
It's very she's tobacco. Chewing.
Yeah. And I mean, I took this note. I'm like, Ruth can't die, but maybe she dies. I hope she doesn't die. Like, this
stop.
Is...
Boy, Marissa, that'd be sad.
Marissa, yeah. Take that back. Can you
I
get
take
back
it back.
On,
I
can
take
you get
it back.
On the train and go back in time to when before you said that so that we don't have to...
Zoop, and here we are.
No, but speaking of, you know...
Gosh, I hope Ruth
being...
doesn't die. Oh, man. Oh, I shouldn't have said
Damn
that.
It,
we
Grace.
Went back in time. I shouldn't have said that.
The universe always finds a way. No, but speaking of her being, you know, having had to be an adult, even here, like when she earlier walked in on Ruth, and she kind of, before Ruth sees her, she kind of does like this deep exhale of like, okay, I'm worried, but I have to put on a brave face. It's really hard, like dealing with like parent stuff and older parent stuff, and you have to like pretend, and sometimes you forget that you have to pretend, or at least I do. It's rough. And I really felt that exhale.
Yeah, and I mean, we learn in later conversations that Nadia has been caretaking for Ruth this whole entire time. So, like, Ruth's health has kind of gone down since we last saw her.
Take away her license.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
in
New York, you don't need really need one, so.
No, she doesn't, although she's old school, so she probably
she is old school. She's old New York. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Nadia leaves the hospital. She's on the street. She calls our favorite friend.
Our sweet birthday baby.
Our sweet birthday baby, Max. And, okay, I just have to note that this, like, her headset, she's using like some 1930s headset, yeah. Operator headset. It was very stylish.
It's very Lily Tomlin.
Very great. Yes. Yes. Mm. Very good. She has fish, but her fish are in a bowl this time. Did you notice? Like, that.
Yeah, mustard and ketchup.
Tank. Yes. Yes.
No, not everything everywhere all at once.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
No, I know there's hot dogs in that movie. And then...
Oh, yes, there are.
And then she greets Nadia like, hey, Nemo. And so...
I don't believe you with all the stuff you're saying, you're forgetting. Like, is this just like a cute nickname or is there more to... Like, the
I
most famous
know.
Nemo being... I guess it gets lost. Nemo
gets lost.
I very quickly got Captain Dory and Nemo mixed up. Hold on. I was like, she doesn't remember. That's very clearly Dory. Right. Doesn't
right.
remember.
Yeah.
So Nemo gets lost. And so maybe she's right. feeling like but Nadia maybe, got lost.
Maybe Max is the Dory to Nadia's Nemo.
Even though Nadia is the one that kept, well, I guess, yeah, because if Nadia kept quote unquote forgetting that she had been through stuff, or
no, if Maxine kept being like, if she feels
Maxine
like all Nadia, feel like you kept forgetting that I like,
yeah, yeah,
it's like one day, okay. She only had one day,
yeah,
in or
this timeline,
or like Captain Nemo, she's an explorer,
yeah,
of underground, I don't know, anyway, there was a metaphor in there somewhere,
famous Nemos,
yeah. Dora Nemo. Dora, you know, finding what's not finding Dora. What's
finding
Dora the Explorer.
Oh, Dora the Explorer.
Her last name is Nemo. Very famously.
Is it?
Dora Nemo. No, it's
not. No, it's oh. Anyway,
it's,
so Max,
it's,
yeah.
It's Greek for nobody.
Oh, interesting.
when she goes into her mom's, she kind of is nobody, and
yep.
this episode is no when. Interesting.
Yep. Yep.
Interesting.
Good
snaps.
Googling. Good.
I'm very good at Googling.
Good googs.
Live Googles.
Yeah.
Well, Max, you know, of course, in her very Maxine way, has to ask Nadia. Just the greatest questions in the world. Do you know that human embryos go through a stage where they have slits in their necks like fish? Isn't that adorbs?
Nothing.
Adorbs.
Nothing.
And this
no
is
adorbs.
Where we learn. I do want to check in on you, Ariel. We do learn that Nadia is attempting to quit smoking. Are you okay? Everything all right?
I was devastated. I was like, why? What's wrong? This universe sucks. this timeline is the worst.
Hey, sometimes you lose Natasha Lyonne looking cool wearing a cigarette and you gain Alan having a mustache. So it's fine.
Yeah, that's true.
The universe provides.
The universe balances out, finds a way.
No, I loved that one where she was like, and then Nadia said something like, I'm starting to, or I'm beginning to.
Yeah.
It's a process.
Yeah.
That part
and they have like a very nice conversation. You can tell that they're still friends. You can tell that, well, Max is planning another birthday party for her. Mm-hmm. And apparently has done so, I'm assuming, the years that we haven't seen them. But we also learned that, you know, Nadia is afraid of losing Ruth because she says Ruth is the only person that's known me from the beginning. And she's like kind of freaking out. But Max is reassuring Nadia, don't worry, you're doing great. You know me. I barely lie.
Which is the truth. Now, okay. So last season we established that she probably never, ever lies. She can only tell the truth. Here she's being truthful about the fact that she barely lies, but does that in fact counteract the rule of her never lying? I don't know.
It's such a well-written line, I think, to just have her, like, it's so Max to be like, I barely lie. I barely do it. It's so good. It's great.
Yes, and then she also says that she tells Nadia that she should see her shaman.
Max yeah, because shaman. He cured the carpal tunnel.
Her carpal tunnel.
Yeah.
Not the train tunnel. Oh my God.
Oh boy. But Nadia replies to Max with a great callback sort of to last season. Every time you compliment me, a cockroach gets its wings.
A cockroach gets its wings.
There you go.
That's sad.
And we find out that, you know, Nadia's like, okay, cool. I got to go hang out with Alan. Max is like, I've been your friend for 25 years. She's like, I got to keep Alan in this timeline. So, like, there's bigger things at play here. I got to go.
Yeah, I love her line. Alan. Your friend. Yeah, of course, that makes what sense. I've only been your friend for like 25 years.
What did she ask her to pick up? She's like, you can pick up things just off like, the G-Line so quick.
Oh, no. It's like a lacrimonosa from my eye guy. It's something really stupid.
Sorry, losing you in the subway.
It was great.
Yeah.
So Nadia heads out to the subway. She's at the 77th Street subway station. I've been keeping track of these because I think the stations are going to be important.
Importante. Yeah, she originally gets on at Astor Place downtown in the East Village. And then she gets off at 77th on the Upper East Side to go to Lenox Hill, I think, hospital probably. I mean, who's to say? I don't know that they say for sure, but that was my assumption.
I think Lenox Hill is where the hospital is, so that would make sense.
Is really the subway station going to be important?
Yes.
Listen, I don't mean, this is going to sound super cool, but when like, you know, when you're in another city and people are like, start talking about traffic and you're like, I don't know any of this and it doesn't really matter to me because it's like.
No, I think it's important because of the numbers, because they also take a lot of time to like zoom in on the number of the train leader. So
the train numbers, I think.
Yeah, I just think that, and the fact that we find out later that Alan's using the same stations. Like that was really not necessarily where they are in the city, but which stations are being used here.
Yeah, I think it was 6622.
I'm not going to learn subway New York.
No, it's fine.
Okay,
Grace, I'm going to quiz you. I'm going to quiz you episode two. Like what train, what color is it? How many ads were there in the subway?
Anyway, we are at the 77th Street station. She's waiting for the train and she sees our good friend, Horse, is waiting for the train. And Horse is like, you're going to take a train? You're going to get in the train? You're going to sit down?
Like, you're going to find a seat?
You're going to find a seat.
This is bizarre. I mean, Horse has always been a little off his rocker, so to speak. I couldn't think of the I'm like, stable, what's the thing that the horse puts on his back? A saddle. Thank you. Off his saddle. But here he's like extra.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, you're gonna get on the train.
And she's like, yeah. Are you gonna sit down? That's what I do. Like, she's like, what is happening? And the train comes. And at this point, you know, because of this information, like this introduction that Horace gave to this whole scene, the doors open. There's whimsical music playing. Something weird is about to happen. And she gets on the train, and there's people smoking on the train, and there's a cat's poster. A Sophie's Choice poster. She's like, is this some sort of 80s flash mob?
Yeah. And she grabs a nightmare.
Yeah. Grabs a newspaper and opens it up and sees a Tab ad, which I remember Tab. I'm that old. And she's like, this isn't 2022. This is 1982, which is the best year. And I just have to say, well, for some people, it's the best year.
I get it.
And then. Did you know that there are only five ways to not get mugged, and you don't, that was the advice in the 80s, was to hang on to your purse, don't flash your cash, know where you're going, and pay attention to your surroundings. Like,
I mean,
that's how only, deep into it we're getting. That's only four. I couldn't see the fifth one.
Okay. Sorry. I tried.
Incredible.
No, I maybe thought it was an error on the show's part, but I didn't mean to call out that you didn't see the fifth one. Sorry.
Those are the five pillars of any subway station.
But overall,
the fifth one, I think, is always be smoking cigarettes so you can put it in their eye.
You know, I support that one.
Overall, Nadia's like, this is very effective. Very effective, Ariel. Very effective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really working for her. It's really thrown her for a loop. I could have sworn that she had a Village Voice in her hand, which is an old newspaper that is no longer around. But they never, and it's like the same size, but they never actually like show the logo.
And she's arrived at the Astor Place station. She gets off the train. She's like, okay, there's a guy in a red beret. She's like, hey, what's going on? Mm-hmm. And there's a commotion happening. And the guy explains that he's part of the Guardian Angels, like taking care of the community. We'll get you home.
They're still around.
That's good.
A lot less useful, seemingly, but they're still around.
And he makes sure to tell her, you look great. You look great. Which she does. She does look great. And she's like, like walking up to like people's faces, like she's trying to really figure out what's going on. And what I think is interesting is like she gets out and she's talking to this climate change person, like this person who's like really concerned with nuclear war and what we're doing to the earth and all of this stuff. And this could be like, could this be now? Could this be then? You know, some of the same issues are showing up in both times.
Almost like we have known about it for a long time.
What?
We didn't choose it to do anything about it.
What? What? Almost, Grace. Mm. Almost.
You lost me.
Yes.
And she's like, I don't have my phone, but she does find a matchbook from the Black Gumball, and it says, "See you at 8, Chez." Mm-hmm.
Shay.
Shay. Shay Guevara? Shay.
Let's get political.
Yeah. At the same time, there's Let's get political. Sorry. It's the 80s.
Yeah.
There's a song called Bela Lugosi's Dead playing in the background. And apparently this person played Dracula in 1931. I looked that up. And if you notice, like, while Nadia's like going downstairs and stuff, her coat like acts kind of like a Dracula cape. So I'm theorizing.
So Bela Lugosi, yes, he did play Dracula, played the most famous vampire of all time. Vampires cannot see themselves in mirrors.
That too.
Mirrors were a big deal last season.
And she can't see herself this season. Yeah.
Oh, she can't. That's right.
She can't see herself.
Right.
She sees her mom.
Which is positively vampiric.
What? Watch out for garlic.
Ageless wonder.
And like
he's very pale.
Yes.
In the song, it like repeats undead, undead, undead. Like so there's definitely some sort of
many times.
Wow.
Weird thing happening. But she walks over and I don't know. Did you notice this looks like the corner to me where she almost got ran over?
It is the same corner. It's the same corner, it's the same bar. Absolutely.
Yeah. She walks into the Black Gumball. There's a conversation about consumerism. I would just like to note that we are experiencing the same rate or a larger rate of inflation since 1982. So again, times never change. And she has a conversation with this guy named Danny. She's like, "My past, your future. I'm haunting you. Are you haunting me?"
Hey,
what's happening here? And he's like, "You seem pretty relaxed for a ghost." And she says, "When the universe f's with you, you gotta let it.
You let it." She knows. She knows. You just gotta go with the flow. You can't fight it until you realize that, you know, she's gotta get her. She's gotta figure out what's happening here.
Yes. Would you prefer to be known as a time traveler or a time prisoner?
I mean,
what would be your preferred term?
On the one hand, time traveler comes with a lot of baggage, and I think people hear that and they really expect you to like know what's up and know what's happening.
That's true.
Time prisoner, as dramatic and, you know, horrible as it sounds, it gives you a little more leeway, a little more rope to play with. You're like, well, I'm a time prisoner. I don't know.
But I believe we should abolish time prison. So.
Across all fair point. Timelines.
Yeah. Fair point. Mm-hmm. So she's just like sort of really realizing that she's in a different time. She's like, it's really starting to like sit in with her, but she's also got enough trust in herself and what happened last time to kind of just like let it happen. And at the same time, this man gets like pushed into the bar from the back. And he's like definitely being chased after someone. And he runs up to her and is like, "Hey, let's go, babe." And she's like, "My rule with strangers is they stand at least a distance of 500 feet away from me, and I never see them again."
This is an incredible rule.
I endorse it. I think it's a great one.
500 feet. All the people were wrong about the 6 feet thing.
I do wish I could have strangers stand 500 feet away from me, but that seems to be impossible.
Yeah, it's a tough sell.
Yeah.
And we learn that this is our good friend Shay Chez.
Chez.
Chez. Chez.
Chez.
Chez. A Chez dispenser. Chez. Well, I mean, kind of, you know, anyway.
Yeah. He owes someone money, speaking of dispenser.
Yeah, we know that he owes someone money and he offers Nadia drugs and she's like, "All right, what? I'll take this black." I don't know what a black beauty is. This is the part I cannot identify with.
Yeah, right. Grace, you go. You're our pharmaceutical expert.
Well, did you already look it up?
I did. Professional Googler. I want to hear from you. Amphetamine. Well, it is something. It is something.
It's amphetamine combo. Say. It's basically like Adderall.
Yes. It's like an old version of what Adderall is now for some people use it recreationally. You know, obviously people use it for actual reasons, but and then the other, what was the other? Oh yeah, the Quaalude. The option was the Quaalude, which is very, very 80s.
Yeah.
Very 80s.
There was that movie with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
Wolf of Wall Street. Yeah.
Lewd. Rude. What a rude lewd.
Indeed. Indeed. So she takes the Black Beauty. Chez ends up kissing Nadia. We're like, what is going on?
She's leaning in. Marissa, I have to ask.
Yeah.
We have to do a power ranking now.
Oh.
Chez
versus Mike.
Mike.
Mike is worse.
Chez Mike.
I will not go to the Chez of Mike, but
by the end of the episode, Chez might be worse than
Chez. Mike. By the end of the episode, maybe worse. However, he is like acting on an established relationship, and Mike is just being Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it better to be, if you're going to be mean to someone, isn't it better that you don't really know them versus that you do know them and you break their
trust?
That's
a fair question. That's a good question.
So I think what you're saying is Mike is better.
Oh boy.
I think I've talked myself into Mike being the best person on the show.
Nope. I reserve my judgment until the end of season two.
Fair enough. We have only watched one episode. We're 1/7 of the way through the show.
Yes.
Chez could be a delight. We don't
know.
Outlook not so good.
Yeah, 1/7 as a percentage for Survivor fans is 14.9.
Thank you. Okay, so anyway, they end up walking. They're walking. They're like saying, "Yeah, no, like we're different. We don't buy into the Ozzie and Harriet way of life. Do you have the keys?" Mm-hmm. They end up going to this apartment. They sneak into this apartment. Like, whose apartment is this? What's going on? Turns out there's like a bag underneath the chair, and they end up taking this bag and leaving, and there's a woman in the window. So we don't necessarily know what this is yet, but
woman in the window.
There's a woman in the window.
Sorry. Dear Evan Hansen pulls.
Dear Evan Hansen, I'm stuck in 1982. Oh god.
And they make their way to another apartment, and here we have Chez and Nadia making out, which later will be the grossest thing that we could grossest thing so far that we learned. They, you know, it's another like damn the man type of conversation. They don't want us moving up in the world. You got to take control of your life. And how do we do that? With cocaine. Like, that's the way to go. And
some people have a plan.
Yeah.
Nadia has to pee, and she seems surprised by the fact that she has to pee, but she ends up going and she goes to the bathroom. And I'm like, oh, a bathroom. Things happen in the bathroom. She's talking to herself. She's like, okay, this is weird. And she washes her hands and she looks up in the mirror and she sees her mom.
Dun dun dun.
Chloe 70 is back. Yeah. Returns in a mirror, in mirror form. Could this be why Lenora didn't like mirrors?
I hadn't considered that there would actually
generational trauma,
right? Like, it's one thing to travel, but it's another thing now to introduce the idea that like everything that happened, right? Mm-hmm. And like the experience is the experience. I'm gonna get on my train.
I went both ways with this reveal, and when I'm like, oh, I'm very happy to see Chloe 70 back, this is very, very fun. And then the other part that we have talked about in the episode that came out yesterday is we're talking about this idea that like they went through this trauma and they sort of like found peace with what had happened with them. And this idea that like, okay, are we continuing that story of that trauma that they were going through, or is it going to be, you know, we're not all defined by one thing that happens to us, but for season one, it makes sense that it's about that story, and whether season two would be the continuation of that story or kind of something else that might be happening. It does make, I think that it's, on one hand, I'm like, oh, this is interesting that she like goes back in time and now she's like essentially her mom. She's living like her mom's life. That is interesting to me. There's also some stuff we'll get into later that, like, she seemingly has choice about traveling. Is super interesting. Like, the trailer almost made it seem like she was going to sort of be this, like, lost time traveler, and that's not the impression I get, that she's very much going to have a bit more agency than she did last season, which again I do think is an interesting choice, that it's not just it's happening to her, that she can choose to do it. But I am a little like, she'll go see Alan later and she's talking about, like, it's still unresolved, and there's a part of me that's like, there's part of me that's like, yep, trauma lives with you no matter, like, there is no really a way to, like, resolve trauma. You just figure out coping mechanism things to, like, get through it. And we're very early on, this is one episode, but that's my initial hesitation to, like, oh, she's time traveling into her mom's consciousness.
I just bring back the conversation about time and relativity, and it's relative to everyone's, like, experience, and if all time exists at the same time, there could be some interplay, some overlap. It'll be interesting to see how, I don't know. I've only watched one episode. I don't know how it's all going to play out, but some sort of interaction, either the fact that, like, Lenora is remembering seeing Nadia, not knowing who Nadia is, or Lenora had a similar experience where she was able to see her mom in the situation as well. Wowie. And I mean, like, this is like, this could get really...
Well,
like, there's a lot when it comes to in terms of generational trauma, specifically in women, because the fact that the egg that made me was inside of my grandma, inside of my mom, when my grandma was pregnant with my mom, like, I wonder if it's playing with that idea too. Like, there's a lot of places this could go.
My parents never had told me about that, but whatever.
Well, the one thing too is I do worry a smidge about. I did not think of, is the reason she hates mirrors because this time traveling thing has already happened that's going to cause her to have these outbursts. The thing that I would want the show to be it's all out. I just have only seen one episode, but I want them to be a little bit careful about is, there's something really beautiful about the message last season that, like, Nadia as a child did not cause her mom's mental illness.
Yes,
and I do kind of worry that if we go down this path of, like, actually you might have caused your mom to, like, go, you know, I hate using the word crazy, but, like, as Ruth points out in the show,
There was a disturbance in the force.
If that happens, I get a little bit worried about that, because I think the message last season is so beautiful of, like, you know, you loved your mom, you thought you were doing what was right, you know, whatever. So again, we're one episode in. I trust the show very, very much. I just have, there's like the slight, like, devil on my shoulder being like,
I hope that, like, let's hope it's not that one.
Yeah, no, I think it's definitely tricky. And I think going into it, it's funny because I was, you know, as we're going through the episode and we were talking about I was experiencing, actually, when I was watching it, all the time travel stuff, and she's in the past. I'm like, okay, well, do I care about this? And the thing that made me care was that she was her mom. Like, that was the wrinkle that I wasn't anticipating. And I was like, okay, that gives me something kind of to look forward to, in the sense of, like, what choices she's making and just, like, understanding, right? Because, like, all the talk of, like, you only have the perspective, the real life perspective that you have from the way you experience your parents and what they tell you and Ruth tells her and whatever, but here to actually have firsthand account and, like, a situation where you can see for yourself, I think could shed some light. Like, I remember, what was that show? I think it was Transparent. They did, like, obviously not a time travel thing, but they did, like, showing history and making you better understand characters in a way that I think really worked. So all to say that I am cautiously optimistic that hopefully they will be able to make it all matter.
I think there's something here. It'll be interesting to see where it goes. And if you're listening to this and you already know, please don't tell us.
Well, people have seen the whole thing. I got very excited yesterday when, like, there's 20 film critic reviews in on Rotten Tomatoes. It doesn't mean anything, but it is 100% so far. So people have seen the whole thing, very much liked it. So we'll see.
Yep.
Yeah, those metrics are weird, but yeah, we'll see. But we're
better than it being like, the second season kind of sucks.
I mean, it's funny that it says 100, because there was one review I read and I was worried, but then that review ended up being, like, kind of out on its own. But the review was like, it's not so great. But we will see. We're going to get on a different train real quick, take a quick commercial break, and then we will hopefully end up back at this train station in a second.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, we are back, and the train never showed up, so, you know, we're still here.
Yeah, we're here. We're still in the bathroom. Not only does Nadia realize she's her mom, but she's also pregnant. So, like, Nadia's also with herself. It's, like, weird. And then, like, at this point, I'm like, oh, was she making out with her dad? Like,
oh, when they said that, when she's like, I was so worried that, like, she had been making out with her dad. Please let that just be true, that that is not her dad.
Yeah, she was like, I just her dad, my dad, because he was an alcoholic.
Yeah, not a cocaine addict. You're an alcoholic. Yeah.
Please let that be true. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Nadia's like all discombobulated. She's like, okay, I gotta get back. She goes through the park. She's like, what's going on?
She's gotta get up. She's gotta get out.
She's gotta get out. She's gotta get back to 2022. Uh-huh. She gets back to the train station. And this, like, the show did make a point of really zooming in on the fact that it was train 6622 that she took from Astor Place back to the 77th Street station. This mm-hmm. whole time, like, while she's waiting for the train, she's still seeing Lenora's reflection and in the windows, everything, and the doors mm-hmm. open. And she goes on the train. And she's like, is it 2022 in here? Like, yeah. And they make a big, like, with the costumes of the people that are on this mm-hmm. train, they make a big difference that you can tell that, yes, indeed,
yeah,
we are and back in 2022.
The ads immediately I noticed right away. Like,
yes.
I don't know if it's just because I hate them in real life too, but they just, you know, they did a good job of, like, showing, contrasting the ads from the 80s. And then, like, immediately when she pokes her head in, it's, like, very clearly 2022 ads or 2021, whenever they filmed this.
Oh, Back to the Future. I get it now. I get Back to the Future.
See? Well, and this also reminded me of Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, because they, like, get in the telephone booth and use the wires, and this is, like, mm-hmm. the same type of thing. And the coloring.
Lily Tomlin, it all comes back.
Yeah, be excellent to each other. Also. Anyway, she makes it back to the 77th Street station, and she spots a man in a hoodie, and she's like, hey, a millennial. Aha! Okay.
It's so great. It's so good.
I think that's the only time that sentence has ever been uttered in that way.
A millennial.
Usually it's millennial.
Like some sort of like encyclopedia entry, and she's like found us in like some sort of taxidermy situation where it's like, oh, this is the genus millennial.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. She's like an alien, and she's like, ah, yes.
Yes.
The millennial that I read about.
Yes. She's like, I gotta go find Alan. The only person who understands this is Alan. So she goes to Alan's and we see Alan. I was so excited to see him.
Right off the bat, he's hilarious. She's about to open the door and he's like, I told you that key was for emergencies and not for when you're just in the neighborhood and have to use the bathroom.
Which, first of all, how sweet of it is it that they have, like, she has keys to his apartment. Like, I was just like, oh, friends. They're so, you know.
It is pretty cute. I like their relationship. I like their dynamic. I like that they didn't go there together. I really like that.
No.
I think it's really, there's something really nice about them going through this, like, super traumatic bonding experience. And then the show can still be like, yeah, but they're just friends. They're not a couple. It doesn't have to be romantic. It's very nice.
I think that's something that audiences have been wanting to see for a very long time, like a good platonic relationship that doesn't necessarily have to turn. I know there's a lot of talk about that in the Ted Lasso universe. Just wanting to see two characters not have to cross that line and just be really good friends to each other. So I'm glad that we're getting that so far here in Russian Doll season 2.
Somebody who's binged the whole show is like, well, you're gonna be pretty mad when you get married in episode 6. Like, oh no.
Right. Right. The Derek Jeter lookalike with the strong spine is, you know, coming in for his play.
Yeah.
She's like, hey Alan, the universe has found something worse than death. Being my mother.
Confused.
Which even just on its surface kind of makes like a twisted sense. You're just like, yeah. Yeah, I get you.
Yeah. And Alan's like, what? She's like, oh, this is just happening to me then? Like, oh great. It's not a you and me thing. This is just a me thing. And Alan's like, I'm not gonna take the 6 train into my mother. Like
is that what the takeaway was? Like incredible summarizing by Alan here.
Yeah. And they're just talking about, you know, like Nadia's birthday's coming up. They've always been, like we were saying before, on DEFCON 1, just in case they start dying around this time. But this time it's different. Something is actually happening. There's time travel. And Nadia's like, hey, are you happy? And I love this whole conversation. This is like a conversation I have in real life. Are you happy? And Alan goes, I'm fine. This is just what life feels like. I think. And she's like, is it though?
He's trying so hard. He's like, you can tell he's been, you know, obviously even just at the end of season 1, he had like done a lot of work on himself and like understood a lot. And here he's just like, I mean, you just gotta keep going. Like that's all that I know for sure. Am I happy? I don't know. What does that even mean?
Well, and he was also promised at the end of season 1 that he, like, his question was, will I be happy? And she was like, yeah, that's my, I mean, yeah. I, you're not alone, you know,
right,
like,
right. And they're not.
Yeah, can't promise you'll be happy all the time.
Right, right. But we learn Alan's like getting ready because he's got to go. He's got a date. His mom's setting up on a date a week, getting out there.
That's hilarious. Yeah. And hilarious that he's like willing to. He's like, all right, fine, whatever.
And he's like, you know, people, like punctual people, like I can't be late. Like it's more attractive if I'm punctual.
So let
Grace,
me say
I thought of you.
I think that punctual people like punctual people. Mm-hmm. I think that is because if you're punctual, then you enjoy it when the other people are. This is not, I'm not trying to so shady, Ariel.
For the record, I was the first one here today. I was late.
I was late today. That's true.
But that is not the norm.
But yes, I don't know if it's true that all people like punctual, but certainly punctual people, I think, because you're there early. And then
I think that's a fair. I think that's a fair distinction.
That's why Alan thinks that people like punctual people because he's punctual.
Yeah, he only has that frame of reference.
Yeah.
And Nadia's like asking about his past date. Like, what happened to the girl with the long teeth?
She was a little too long in the tooth.
What? It's like, that was 3 months ago. Like, I'm over it. Uh-huh. She's like, yeah, okay, you go on your date. I'm going to go check in on Ruth. And I just want to know, looking at Alan's apartment, like his apartment does look different than last season. There's definitely like some dark colors in there, not necessarily light all the time. There's more mirrors. He's got an office. He's got more furniture. There's definitely, you can tell it's a different Alan than it was right. last time.
Yeah, because the mustache, if nothing else.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
Look at him. Looks so different.
There's this really sweet moment before they leave. Ellen asks Nadia, do I need to be worried about you? And she's like, you took the words right out of my mouth. You're loving and you deserve love. I was like, oh my gosh, that's what every friend needs to hear before they go on a date. Like,
it's so cute.
I love their relationship. I love, like, she says that she's going to go check in on Ruth. He says, tell her I said hi.
Mm-hmm.
Like, their relationship right now is my favorite part of the show. Like, this moment was easily my favorite part of the whole episode. And like that little exchange that you just mentioned of like, he's like, do I need to be worried about you? It's like, it's like, that's their shorthand. Like, that's their like final message to each other. And not just in the sense of like, you know, in case you die, which they kind of, you know, they did that whole thing, but just they know what the other person needs to hear and they can be very positive and sweet for each other still. Like, it's just, it's very well earned. And I love this kind of stuff when you have like, now you have a whole season one history to draw on. Yeah. And a moment like this can hit so hard very quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although it isn't the last line before.
Yeah.
This isn't their parting. They're parting words, because she says, call me when you're inside your mom, you effing sicko. Like, I don't know if I particularly enjoy the inside comments, but it is really like, it's a weird thing to think.
It's a well-executed version.
Yes. Yes. And Alan, before he leaves, does still go to feed the fish, but this time his fish are in a big tank. And I don't know if this, like, I could be definitely reading into way too much, because like the first episode of Severance, I was like, this is really important, but it never really was important. But I just thought I'd note that now the fish in Alan's apartment are in a tank and the fish in Max's apartment are in a bowl. And last season it was the other way around.
Maybe they traded. So,
maybe.
Oh, yeah, he's like, I need a bigger bowl because I'm clearly more important to Nadia than you, so I need the bigger tank. I think that's the takeaway.
Yep.
Fish tanks will be taking over the world. Anyway.
Yes.
So they both go on their respective paths. Nadia goes to check in on Ruth and asks, hey, do you remember an old boyfriend of my mom's? And Ruth's like, your mother had terrible taste in men. However, this guy was around when your mom lost all the money. Like, remember the whole story about how money is numbers? That whole thing? This guy's tied to that.
What are
to
they
the losing of
what
the college they? Fund.
Old bully? What are they called? I don't know what it's called.
Currency. They have a name. No. Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
I'll remember when I watch it.
Not Kurosawa.
Wait, what are we guessing?
What the name of the coin is. It's like a specific name.
Oh, the name of the coin. Okay. See. I'll stop guessing.
So, but we find out that like Chez is like connected to this whole situation. And at the same time, Alan's on his date. And he's not into it. And they end up both being at the respective stations at the end of all of
this. Yeah, seemingly at like the end of like a line segment that is like the time, like, because he gets on at Astor Place, which is the place that she had gone on earlier, and she's getting on at 77th. So like, does it only exist at those stations? I mean, it'll remain to be seen as the season goes on, but that was my thought of like, we're getting some patterns here.
Yeah, and there's a nice like am I going to go down the stairs? Should I go down the stairs? I don't know if I'm going to go down the stairs type of moment from Alan. He's like, what?
He can't help himself. He's like, we did the thing. We survived all that death. Why not do this?
Yeah. So Alan gets on the train. We don't necessarily know where he goes. I'm hoping we find out next episode.
Similarly to season one, we don't get totally like the start of Alan's story until, at least not in the first episode. So.
Right.
I will say, so one thing I noticed when he got on the train, because I was quick to notice like the ads, right? Like, we get clues when the characters are looking in the train, we're getting clues as to when that train exists. The train doors close and there is a foreign language.
I did catch that. It looks like German.
Yeah, where it would say it's a version of like, don't lean against the doors or something like that, usually in New York. Here it says it in a different language. Now, I don't know if it's maybe in the future when New York is a more international city.
Because we've been colonized by other countries. What?
Oh,
Germany and
sorry.
Yikes. What? The man in the high castle? I don't know.
What? Yeah, I did not catch that because I was literally like pausing every 5 seconds trying to take notes.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Good catch.
It's very interesting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. Nadia's train is totally still 80s. She steps out. She goes back to the apartment. She finds the bag that was stolen to find the coins. And there's still coins in there. I do also want to point out the decorating in the 80s apartment. Muy bueno. We've got great 80s comforters, some weird like half semicircle metal thing on the wall. Good stuff.
Did you spot it on the wall? I think I saw a picture of Mike. In,
no,
like, the corner.
Don't even. No, we did not.
Wait, I'm sorry. That must be in a different universe.
Like, I just want to say to all mics everywhere, it's not all mics.
All mics everywhere.
I speak now directly to the mics.
just the fictional mic.
Uh-huh.
And people who act like him. Anyway.
Do better.
She also, you know, so obviously what Chez is seeing is Lenora, and like, where were you? Where did you go? Do you have pregnancy brain? She's like, I went out for cigarettes. And like, Nadia knows exactly what type of cigarettes there were, so you can still see like how attached she is. And Nadia's really, really just wanting to get a handle on this whole money situation. She's like, whose place did we rob? Did you steal my grandma's money? And he's like, my grandma's, we did this together. Are you having second thoughts? Uh-huh. Like, so was Lenora in on this? It seems like it, right?
It seems like she was, but then clearly Nadia as Lenora is causing him to be suspicious of Lenora because he doesn't know what's going on. And now that you, Marissa, introduced the wrinkle of like, whatever happened, possibly, we don't know for sure, but like, is Nadia inhabiting her mom's body the reason that he got suspicious of the mom back in the day and why he stole the money, as we see him do here?
So Natasha Lyonne has said that this season is, I mean, I made the joke about Back to the Future, but this season is heavily influenced by Back to the Future. So I think it's more interesting. I think it is far more interesting than like, this is memories or dreams, mm-hmm. like that. She's just like living through it. It's far more interesting if she has agency in this world and that's it all, whatever happens. Mm-hmm. So I definitely think that like, yeah, all of this happens. I mean, you know, the bag is there. We do know that's the bag that whoever's mm-hmm. at the beginning of the show, that's clearly the bag she's taking out the wall. So
secure the bag.
Yeah.
I just have to share that Back to the Future is the reason I became a history major because I was like, what if we could erase this like one portion of history? What would happen? Or like, what if somebody did one thing differently?
Ooh, I'm also a history major.
Oh, look at us.
Ooh, wait, at us. I am majorly interested in history.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Wow.
We're the same.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Woof, woof, woof.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Chez is like freaked out by this whole situation. He takes the money and he runs.
She went to the bathroom, right? Like she's always going to the bathroom. Yeah. Often.
True.
Yeah, because she's pregnant. She's got to go to the bathroom all the time.
Yeah, not the bathroom shame, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And she is running through the park afterwards. And one thing that I want to point out.
They're called Krugerrands.
There we go.
I remembered.
There we go.
The coins. Yes, the Krugerrands.
Just in time.
Oh, just in time.
Oh, boy.
Uh-huh.
At the end, before I turned off the TV, because I was like, I can't hit next because I have to pod before I do it, I did see that it said guest starring Rosie O'Donnell. And I was like, wait a minute, Rosie O'Donnell is apparently the train announcer.
Oh, I hope we get to
I thought you were going to say she was the train. I was like,
no,
wow,
she was not.
That's some Scarlett Johansson level of hiding in plain sight. That's great because they actually get like, they go through phases where they get like quote unquote famous New Yorkers to like do some of the announcements so that people are more likely to listen to them.
Russian O'Donnell. Is there something there?
There's it's something. It's not
Russian
nothing.
Koosh balls
are gonna fall on the.
Stop! Yeah, she's gonna throw pens or pencils, whatever she used to throw, or koosh balls, whatever. She also used to throw pencils, I think.
The person I was, we did not see. I was expecting to see in this episode was Annie Murphy. We did not see any Annie Murphy.
Not yet.
Coming though.
Not yet. Yeah, I thought she was going to be Alan's date. I was like really looking.
I think she's playing horse this season. That was my understanding.
Interesting.
Maybe she was on a train and we just didn't see her yet. Who knows?
That's true. She was the figure who rose up and had like the huge platforms and like the black outfit when she got back to like 2000 whatever.
Yeah, 2022. Yeah,
the millennial. Ah, millennial.
Well.
Yeah.
That's it.
She goes after the guy. Yeah, she sees that he steals the money. She realizes it too late in the bathroom. And she sees him run away, and then she's trying to run. And it seems like they're in that same park that she had
been
in.
Yeah, the Oatmeal Park.
Oatmeal Park. This is sad. This is sad that she like had the ability to like potentially prevent her mom from going through this thing. And now her mom is like still going through this thing.
So sad. I guess the counterpoint to me saying earlier, like, oh, does Nadia cause her mom's trauma? There's also a world in which Nadia blames her mother for something that's actually kind of her fault.
Yep.
Right.
Oh,
so,
snap. Yep.
Right. So even though she did agree to like take the coins, then this guy then like, you know, they might have like sold them and done whatever, but like they would have actually had the money, but actually like they're just totally gone basically because Nadia is in her mom's. In Lenora and gives Chez enough doubt to run away with him. So there's a world in which like she might now realize like, oh, it wasn't totally my mom. Like this like thing I put a huge piece of blame on my mother for is not actually entirely her fault. So that's interesting.
Especially because there are two Nadias inside of her mom right now.
Yes. She's there twice.
Oh my God. This is actually a Russian doll.
Yes. Yes.
They were an actual Russian doll.
Last season it was a metaphor, and this one they're like, no, we're putting people inside people. Wow. What if Alan goes back and then he's in Nadia inside Lenora?
That's wild.
Okay. All right.
I mean, we'll see what happens.
We'll see. Some of you already watched it, but we'll watch it
tomorrow.
We'll see.
Hashtag no spoilers.
That's season two. Just kidding. That's the first episode of season two.
Very fun.
Yeah, we'll be back tomorrow with episode two of season two, which that's a palindrome. So maybe that's something. I don't know. We are 1/7 of the way there.
And it's the 6622 train.
Grace tried to be so generous with her.
You know, I was actually thinking about how you said tomorrow, and then I was thinking about Annie Murphy, and then I was thinking about how the musical Annie sings a song called Tomorrow. That's actually what my brain was thinking about.
The sun will come out. Marissa, what's going on with you?
Well, I'm having a lot of fun in the Patreon Discord with Post Show Recaps. So if you go to patreon.com/postshowrecaps, you can join me there, and we can talk about all of these things, although hashtag no spoilers for this show, please. Mm-hmm. But everything else, I'm happy to talk about at length. And you gain access to the Discord at any level, so we'd love to see you over there. Otherwise, you can talk to me on Twitter. I'm at MarsBars, MarzBars, and catch archived coverage of The Dropout or Inventing Anna on the Binge Show Recaps feed. That's where I'm at. Grace, how about you?
Doing lots of stuff. Weekly movie coverage with Ariel, covering Winning Time.
You're so lucky.
I know. We had a fun week. We did X and Everything Everywhere All at Once. So two very fun movies, two very different movies. That was great. Covering Winning Time, the HBO Sunday night drama with Jason Reed. That has been a lot of fun. Over on Rob has a podcast. So I have the Off Speed podcast, which is a sports show where we slow down and take a look at different sports and different sports stories across the world. This week, we are covering sports scandals. We're specifically watching an episode of Netflix's Bad Sport. We're talking figure skating. Do you remember a big deal in Canada when we got kind of screwed out of the gold medal. So
I do.
We're chatting about that. I'm very excited. In a few weeks, we'll be talking about Australian rules football. So lots to look forward to on the sports show. And everything else I'm doing, I will tweet about it at High From Grace. Ariel, what about you?
Wow, I'm like floored by this controversy.
It was a yeah, big deal. It was a big deal.
Listen, we got on a train just to talk about that. Yes, I am on Twitter at That Other Ariel, and I am covering Movies with Grace, as Grace said. Look out for those episodes this week. We just wrapped up the Dropout podcast. I feel like I have nothing new to say. So I will just say that this has been super fun, and I hope that the other six episodes are as fun as this one. Okay, yes. So, thank you for...
Do you know what tomorrow's episode is called?
Oh, God.
Coney Island Baby.
Coney Island Baby. We'll be back with Coney Island Baby tomorrow. If you're still listening, thank you so much for doing so. And now, you should stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.